This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Rob, do you want to talk about Tyreek Hill's divorce or Travis Kelce getting married? Which one? We're going to talk about both of them over the next 10 minutes. Just which one would you like to start first with? If this can be like a choose your own adventure book.
Let's start with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Let's start on a positive note.
Okay. Let's start off on a positive note. So we are putting together a little bit of a pool of where you think the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift wedding is going to be. This is how I think we find out about it. I think number one, it's posted on her and his Instagram. They let us see exclusive photos. I also think if you were them, you let People or E, you know, you sell the rights to have the exclusive photos to it. You pick up a couple million dollars. You let TMZ come in, you take some pictures, and I think you handle it that way. I think that's how we'll get information about this. I don't think they're streaming this. There's not going to be a television show. I don't think it's going to be any of that. But we've been kind of debating here at the office on where you think this will be. Rob and I are on the same page. Text line 913-586-7965. If I had unlimited access to money, if I am a billionaire and any place would have me, all I need is my publicist, my handler, to pick up the phone and say that Taylor Swift wants to have her wedding in your venue. They are waiving all cost if that is the case. I'm not picking Kansas City, Missouri, and that's no disrespect to where we live, but come on now. Money's no issue. Where am I getting married at? Powell Gardens? No. I'm not getting married in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, either. I'm picking somewhere majestic. I'm picking somewhere special. I'm getting married overseas. I'm going to Italy. That's where I'm going. I'm having a small, very intimate gathering, family, friends, teammates. I'm talking about less than 100 people are coming to this thing. We're getting married overseas. We're getting married in Florence. We're getting married in Greece. We're getting married somewhere special. I think this is an international wedding. That's where I think we're headed. I think we're headed towards an Instagram announcement overseas, some of the most incredible wedding views that you have ever seen before. Because, I mean, America's number one bachelorette is getting married. I'm not getting married in a normal place. No, we're going somewhere special. Rob, I think you and I are going to put down the same thing in this pool. Give me a Florence, Italy. Give me a Sicily. Give me somewhere like that. That's where I'm betting that this wedding's going to be.
So I actually agree with you. What's funny is the logic for how we ended up there is very different. I don't think this is going to be some small, intimate, 100-person, 50-person friends and family wedding. I think this is going to be the celebrity event of whatever year it occurs. We just saw.
Oh, so
I think it's going to be like Bezos' wedding. You know how Bezos' wedding had all those photos of every celebrity you've ever seen walk up?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be that level. I mean, Taylor Swift's really close friends with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. She's really close friends with Hugh Jackman. She's close with Selena Gomez. These people are showing.
You think all these people are showing up?
I think all these celebrities are showing up. So there is no place in America where you can house these people in relative anonymity, because they're not going to want the date or venue leaked. They are not going to want that out to the public. The last thing they want is the Swifties to know it's this date, this time, this place. Can't happen. So you got to hide these celebrities somehow, some way, so that news isn't leaking out. Hey, can you believe Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, and Ryan Reynolds are all hanging out in insert town X? So I think I'm going to pick a place where the super rich and the super wealthy gallivant around, and they do it in relative anonymity. I think it's going to be in the south of France, which is the ultimate rich person area. The south of France, gorgeous backdrops, the wine, the celebrities can hang out, and they're not mobbed because it's not Paris or something. You can literally hide in plain sight. So I think international as well, but I don't think it's going to be some small gathering. I think this is going to be the event of the year, and we're going to wake up one day, and Instagram is going to have 500 photos of the most famous people on earth just hanging out. It's going to be such an event, in my opinion, that Patrick Mahomes is not a top 15 famous person at the event.
I mean, if that's the case, and I'm not obviously trying to make light of the situation, that's the biggest celebrity event since Kobe's funeral?
I think it will be the biggest celebrity event.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. I mean, Kobe's funeral, Beyonce saying, Michael Jordan spoke at this thing. Like, if we were talking of a this event.
Does Bezos' wedding count as bigger than Kobe's?
I don't remember all who was there.
Okay. That's fair. But I think it is going to be the celebrity event that we maybe experience our lifetimes.
Who do you think the best man is? Do you think it's Patrick or Jason?
I think it's Jason.
Yeah, I think so, too. I just wonder.
I think it has to be Jason. I think Patrick's a groomsman.
Oh, for sure. 100%. 100%. I think we could, I mean, if we really sat here, we could probably guess who Travis's groomsmen are going to be. Like, it's not hard to figure out who Travis's friends are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not very hard to do that. So you and I are the same way. We're going overseas. We're going to Italy.
I got France, you got Italy, but we're definitely
okay,
overseas.
Okay, yeah, overseas. No, we're definitely both. We need to make sure we set this up and we start going around. We're treating this like the NCAA tournament. We need your money. We need you to lock it in right now where you think this wedding is going
to
be.
By the way, someone in the text line makes a great point. Travis Kelce's now friends with Adam Sandler and co. You're telling me Adam Sandler put him in the movie? You're not putting Adam Sandler, you're not bringing Adam Sandler to your wedding? I think it's going to be an absolutely massive event.
Someone said, how many people do you think are getting invited? How many people on the team do you think are getting invited? I bet it won't be everybody. Of course. Of course. No chance.
Can you imagine if Travis tells Taylor one of your friends is out because Jared Wiley's got to get a spot? Come on.
No. No, not everybody on that team. They are not being invited to it. Some tells me Christian Fulton. I don't know if you and Travis have had enough. No, you're not invited to this wedding. Hey, it ain't no shade. I'm sorry. We only got limited space here. I'm sorry. You are not welcome at this wedding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.